KVGC News Time, now 7 minutes after the hour. Topping the news today, the winter weather advisory issued for the Sierra Nevada above 5,500 feet will continue through 5 a.m. tomorrow. The snow levels are currently around 6,000 feet, will lower to 5,000 to 5,500 feet later today, and then down to around 4,000 feet tonight. Additional periods of wet snow will range between 2 to 8 inches. Lingering snow showers with minor accumulations may continue into Saturday. Be prepared for snow-covered roads and limited visibility, and use caution while driving.
Well, with 17 more cases of COVID-19 and 2 more deaths reported earlier this week, and even though the county has moved from purple to red on our overall tier level, and cases have decreased, it's still critical. Everyone continues to practice mitigation measures. Now, Amador Public Health urges everyone to not let their guard down. Wear face coverings while in public. Practice frequent hand washing. Continue physical distancing 6 feet apart when out in public. And no-cost COVID-19 testing still available Monday, Wednesdays, and Saturdays at the Health and Human Service Building off Conductor Boulevard off Lower Ridge. Drop-in testing is available. Staff will assist with registration on site. Now, all you have to do, drive around to the rear entrance of the building, park in the area designated by the red cones, and remain in your vehicle. Testing staff will approach the vehicle with your instructions. Now, as of today, Amador remains in the red tier on California's blueprint for a safer economy. The tier assignments are reevaluated weekly, released on Tuesdays.
Sutter Creek Police are currently investigating a rash of mail theft and have arrested two people believed involved in the crimes. Earlier this week, while on his evening patrol, Sutter Creek Police Officer Jim McKinnon spotted a suspicious vehicle in a residential area. He conducted a traffic stop, and upon contacting the driver and passenger, he saw a large amount of mail in the vehicle. He was able to verify that the mail belonged to several residents of Sutter Creek and that the mail had been stolen from nearby mailboxes. In addition to the stolen mail, the officer found blank checks, methamphetamine, and narcotics paraphernalia. Both the driver from Santa Clara and the passenger from Stockton were arrested on various charges. The Sutter Creek Police Department says this case is a good reminder to check and remove your mail each day. If you feel you may have been the victim of mail theft in Sutter Creek, contact Officer McKinnon.
And more road work scheduled for both Amador and Calaveras counties next week. Caltrans will employ one-way traffic control at two locations in Calaveras County. Workers will conduct utility work on Highway 12 from Wayland Service Road to Pettinger Road in Valley Springs, 7 to 5, next Tuesday. Motorists can expect delays up to 10 minutes. And workers will perform maintenance operations on Highway 26 from Gilhaven Drive to Alabama Hill near Rich Gulch, 6 to 6, Monday through Friday. 10-minute delays on that project as well. Alternate routes should be taken if possible. Now, in Amador County, one-way traffic control in effect from the Highway 4988 intersection to Broadway in Jackson for curb, gutter, and sidewalk work. That work scheduled Sunday through Friday, 7 to 6, with 10-minute delays. Work at this location, part of a project to upgrade ramps, driveways, and sidewalks for accessibility compliance with the American with Disability Act, and will be ongoing till fall of this year. The work in both counties scheduled to begin as listed, but is subject to change due to traffic incidents, weather, availability of equipment and or materials, and construction-related issues.
And about 10.4 million workers in California could soon get expanded paid sick leave, at least for the next 6 months. On Thursday, the California legislature passed legislation sending a bill to Governor Newsom. It mandates up to 2 weeks of paid time off for companies with at least 25 employees for things like having coronavirus symptoms, scheduling a COVID-19 vaccine, or caring for a child who is doing school at home. If signed into law, it would expire on September 30th, but be retroactive to January 1st, meaning some companies would have to pay their workers for time off they have already taken. No word yet from Newsom as to whether he will sign the bill into law. Last year, he signed a similar bill that expired on December 31st.
And ARCD, the Amador Resource Conservation District, hosting Community Chipping Days in Amador and Calaveras counties, March and April. This will be for Amador County. Landowners able to bring vegetation material cleared from their property to the chipping days. A licensed contractor and industrial chipper will be on site and will chip that material for you. Chipping provided at no cost to Amador County residents on a first-come, first-served basis. Now, the ARCD has received grant funds to provide these chipping services for neighbors and individual homeowners in the county who are willing to do a little work to make their property fire safe. And the upcoming chipping days will be held today and tomorrow in River Pines at the River Pines Fire Station from 8:30 to 4.
And that, my friends, is a look at local news on a Gold Country Friday morning from the KVGC News Center.
I'm JD.
And I'm Jim Geedy reporting. Remember, for the latest news, traffic, and weather 24 hours a day, to visit our website, that's kvgcradio.com.